Recently, Recess contributor Lori Taylor spoke with Mary Flanagan, a visual artist and a video game designer who has been at work on a number of exciting new projects involving the emerging digital arts and the important role that they can play in girls' lives. She told us about one of these projects, her popular online video game, The Adventures of Josie True.
So I developed this game, The Adventures of Josie True, targeted at girls at the fifth grade level to teach math and science projects. It's interesting, the research shows that girls and boys have the same test scores in math and science up until middle school, and then girls drop, as you probably know. So this game is intended to reinforce girls' confidence and self-efficacy in a game environment. I didn't want Josie True to be a shell of a character that we kind of project ourselves onto. I wanted her to be a little bit more like a real person. So her parents are divorced, for example, and she lives with her father. She's Chinese American. There are just a lot of particular things about her as a character, I think, that that make her maybe more believable, maybe like a peer, adventurous peer to some kids. Josie True meets... Well, the main character is Bessie Coleman, who is the first African-American woman aviator, who actually had to go to Paris to learn to fly because she wasn't allowed into flight schools in the United States as a black woman. So we end up starting off in Chicago, where Bessie Coleman worked her way up doing nails and working in a chili parlor. And then we go all the way to Paris, and we meet Marie Curie in the subway and various other people. In the second Josie True, we meet Queen Hatshepsut, a female pharaoh in ancient Egypt. So the idea of role models is really important, I think. It's something that kids always ask me about. It's like, do you know anyone who's like me who does what you do? Do you know any, you know... Just the number of women teachers of technology is not very high. The number of women game designers, there's only, I think, 7 to 10% of all the game designers in the country are women. So there are really not a lot of female figures in technology industries or in science to look up for. It's changing, but it's changing slower, slowly than maybe we need to change.